Hey, Dylan here from the Tech Webcast. Before we start the show, I'd just like to apologize to all of our listeners this week for the shortness of this episode. We were unable to get our original guest panelists on the show. A couple of them were unable to make it. So it's just the three of us, myself, Brad, and Melody. So stay tuned. We still got a great show coming up. And be sure to tune in next week. Evan from Justin.tv is coming on, and we'll be back to our regular length show. All right, Brad, let's do it.
Australia's leading technology webcast.
Tech Talk for Geeks.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast episode 93. On the spot, we have Dylan and Melody on. How are you guys?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up? And Melody, you're from a blog called The Echo Maker. What is up with that blog, mate?
All right. It basically started off with me just getting married and all of that, and I was learning how to make, you know, my own bread and all of that, and I just thought one day that maybe people would find that information useful as far as making your own cleaning products, and the ideas are, as far as friends, you know, telling me I should look up this homemade recipe or that homemade recipe, and that was it. I just bought the domain and got everything going. It's only been 3 months, almost four, so 3.5 months.
Wow, good on you.
145 posts so far, just cool. About. And well, as soon as this is over, it'll be 145. Wicked. So, yeah.
Now, there was one particular blog post that I liked that I found on your blog the other day. It's to do with beer. Now, explain to people what that post was about. Apparently, you can use beer to clean wooden floors,
yeah,
and stuff. Is that correct?
It was entitled 10 Uses for Beer That, yep, You Never Have Thought Of or Never Would Have Thought Of or anything like that. And one of them was to clean, like, the bottom of your pots if they're brass or copper based.
Cool.
Which some of, you
that
know,
is
some of,
that is alcohol abuse.
That's a good idea, actually. That's really good. Good idea.
And you might want to let your listeners know that, yep, it's not all about, you know, making your own laundry detergent and all of that. It's also about, you know, I do post tech type related things as well, like the solar AA rechargeable solar charger that I posted about, that also does the USB devices as well.
Okay.
Just recently.
So it's just like everything, you know, a lot of do it yourself and save money type stuff, and environmentally friendly centered.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, toys for your kids or, like I said, cleaning and all of that stuff. So it's all of that information in one spot. You know, whether it's from the top eco blogs or if it's just a smaller blog that deals with, you know, vegan food or something like that. So
cool. All right. Is there any tech stuff on do you talk about any tech stuff, like any iPhone or any phone stuff or any computer-related stuff, or is it just to do with cleaning stuff and that sort of thing? And
I've thought of that. I mean, there's some eco related apps and stuff for your phone.
Yeah.
Or a lot of consumers are actually worried about the eco or earth impact for the phones as of recent. I've heard of that as well. So, you know, when they research their next phone purchase, they're worried about how much battery, like, you know, how safe that phone is versus other phones.
That's all right. Now, Dylan, you got a couple of tech stories you want to speak about, mate, just real quick.
I do. You know, ATI really surprised me this week. For anybody who has an ATI graphics card and plays games on Steam, and usually people that spend big bucks on ATI cards play games on Steam, and that's why they buy it. So this is great for all those people because, I mean, Steam is such a great platform for PC gamers, and now they're automatically updating your display drivers through Steam if you run an ATI card. And one of the things I always hated about any graphics card or any device in my computer at all is having to go and update the drivers manually. A lot of times it won't tell me if I need updates. So now, if you have any ATI card at all and also have Steam, you'll get your driver updates seamlessly right through Steam. So that's great. Now, Verizon also had an announcement this week. Verizon 4G is starting to roll out. Verizon announced on September 15th that they're planning to launch 4G LTE service in 30 cities before the end of this year. Now, they wouldn't name these cities other than they said, quote, they are National Football League cities and their locations are unknown. But the rest of the country is expected to slowly get the LTE service until the entire country has access by 2013. Kind of disappointing. I was hoping for it a little earlier, maybe early to mid-2012, but it's 4G. And in the areas that it's out now, it's crap. So I'm willing to wait for the good service. Now, speeds.
Yep.
Was one of my main questions with this. What kind of speeds are we going to get? Latency was very surprising. 30 milliseconds to 150 on 4G, which is way better than 3G right now. You'll get twice to three times that on 3G. So that's always good. Download speeds will vary between 5 megabits per second and 12 megabits per second. And the real shocker here for me was upload speeds of anywhere from 2 to 5 megabits per second.
Wow.
I don't know about you, but that's faster than a lot of people's home internet connection. 2 to 5 megabits per second up. 5 megabits is certainly faster than my home internet connection, so that'll be nice to have.
It is.
Sorry, what, Brad?
I said that it would be very nice to have at home here.
Yeah, you know, I've been putting off becoming a Verizon customer for quite a while, but I think it's going to be. I think it's almost time to become a Verizon customer and get the 4G whenever that comes out in my area, which will soon be San Francisco. Yep. So probably will be one of the first.
Okay, now are you, just another question: are you going to be buying one of the new HTC phones?
I don't know. You know, I'm in the market for a new phone. I don't know what I want to get though. I can tell you this: I'm certainly not going to get an iPhone 4.
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking Android, but there's so many Android handsets out there. I have no idea what to pick at this point. Do you have any recommendations?
I like the new HTC Desire HD. The new one just came out. That's got a really good
screen. I was looking at that. It looks really nice. I was also looking at the Verizon variation, whatever it's called, of the Samsung Galaxy S.
Yep.
I'm liking that one as well. I'm the kind of guy, I want a big screen on the phone. Like, I don't mind the 4.3-inch screen of the Evo 4G, and I don't mind the, you know, I think it's a slightly bigger screen on the Dell Streak. You know, I like the 4 to 5-inch screen, so I'm looking for something that's powerful without a overlay like HTC Sense. I'm not a Sense fan. If I can find a good handset, I'll buy it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, mate. Now, Melody, where can they find you on the internet, mate? Like, on the web and Twitter and stuff?
Yeah, Twitter, they can find me at TSS Tech Angel for my personal, or okay. At the EcoMaker to find out about the new posts there. I also have a fan page for EcoMaker at facebook.com/TheEcoMaker.
Wicked, good stuff. Now, what else is coming up on your blog soon? Any new stuff coming up soon?
Oh, yeah, plenty. I have a homemade recipe for cleaning your LCD screens and stuff that's pretty good that I would probably go on to make as soon as I get the supplies for it. It's very simple. So I'll probably do that. I also just got asked to be a People Towels ambassador for that company, which deals with the fact that people use over 3,000 tons of paper towels every day in the United
really?
States alone. Yeah. And to make one ton of paper towels, it takes 17 trees, 20,000, and 20,000 gallons of water that gets polluted just Jesus. To do that. And
that's disgusting.
The average person uses 2,400 to 3,000 towels at work in a given year.
That's absolutely disgusting.
So, you know, to while you're keeping that in mind, their whole work ethic would, be to buy their towels and to take them with you whenever you use the bathroom to wash your hands or anything like that, because then, you're saving trees and you're saving our environment when, every trip to the bathroom or kitchen sink that you need to.
Yeah, I love when companies do stuff like this, and I love reading blogs about this kind of stuff, just, like yours at theecomaker.com. I always enjoy mm-hmm. stuff like this, but I just I wonder if it's too late. I mean, I know there's, now more than ever, companies are getting into, being more green, more environmentally friendly. We're seeing more hybrids on the road now than ever before, and it just continues to grow in numbers. But is it too late, or can we still save the environment and stop global warming, is the question.
Yeah, that's true. I think we just need to do anything that we can to at least, try. You can't say that
Yeah, and people tell me, well, what's the point? One person doesn't make a difference, but I'll tell you what.
It does.
10,000 people saying one person does make a difference makes a difference, and so does 100,000 and a million. As many people as we can get into this as possible, the more the better. And, if anyone says, well, what the hell difference is one person going to make, that's, that you're just going to harm the environment more by not trying, so may as well try.
Right.
Try to be more green.
These towels are 100% organic cotton and dyes and all of that, so they're doing good there. And if anybody's interested, I have a code and all of that, and I gave all of the Twitter information, so go ahead and contact me.
Very good. Good on you. All right. Okay, now Justin TV's put out an iPhone up. It got updated the other day. Now you can actually broadcast from your iPhone now, which is pretty good. It's really good quality. If you had an iPhone, you could have tested it out, but you can't.
Yeah, I saw you streaming with that, Brad. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, eh? It looks pretty
good. I have
good.
It as well. Except mine's on Android.
Have you tested
that
yet?
All you app phone users, and I'm over here with a shitty black.
All right, okay. So anything else you want to say before we go? Because this is going to be a very short podcast, because Warlock's not here. He usually has some tech news and stuff. Other stuff
it's okay. You know, I actually do have a blog post to tease. I think you'll like this as well, Brad.
Yep.
One of the many places I post my content these days is over at lockernome.com/Dylan Combs. Coming up within, I'd say, no more than 2 or 3 days after this episode is released, I will have a new post up. Well, there'll be a new post before that, but there will be a special edition type post, top 5 iPad apps that you need for your iPad, and to help me with that, since I am not an iPad owner, will be none other than Brad.
Yes, indeed, I will be helping him with that. So that should be out in
the
next few days.
It'll be Brad's top 5 favorite iPad apps at lockernome.com/Dylan Combs.
That'd be cool. Yeah, there is some good iPhone iPad apps out there to get if you have an iPad.
And I think it'll be hard to narrow it down to 5.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What's just to get everybody interested here, what's one app that's definitely going to be on that list that you have to put
Flipboard.
In there for sure?
Flipboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Flipboard, great.
Flipboard and the new Twitter app for the iPad. That's probably going to be number 2 as well. Number 1 probably Flipboard, number 2 Twitter.
Oh, now you told them what? Now you already told everybody what number 1 is.
Oh shit. Okay. okay, well, it won't be number 1. Okay, we'll just scrap that.
It's okay. Maybe we'll just make it top 10. You never know. Yeah, you got to go there and find out. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDylanCombs, and twitter.com/DylanCombsTV.
And also, you can follow me on Twitter, Brad Oz, and at Tech Webcast, also on Facebook. And next week, when we're talking to Evan from Justin TV, next week, it's going to be a longer episode because it's going to be a better show.
We love Justin
also.
TV.
It does, yeah. Go on, yep. Melody?
Oh, I was just saying that it's also worth noting that I have a Locker Gnome blog as well, lockernome.com/TSSTechAngel. And you can find my latest post there as well.
Wicked. All right, good
Tech
stuff.
Webcast, Locker Gnome Edition.
That's it. Tech Webcast, the Locker Gnome Edition. That's the one.
Absolutely.
All right, okay, well, this is going to be out very soon, so this has been a short episode. This has been episode 93. A few more episodes to go until we get to the 100th episode. It's going to be pretty cool. 100 episodes.
Absolutely. Can't wait. And you lost the game.
Well, I was actually going to say that to Rob from Corndog Computers because I told him I was going to give him a shout-out, but you have lost the game, Rob. Indeed he has. Here we go. This is the outro by Dylan Lewis. Thanks for being on, guys.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.